Right now, though, I am joined live in the studio by local author Jo Frances Matthews. She's here to talk about her book Nimbus, An Arabian Tale. It's already out, published last November by Pegasus Publishers, with great reviews, five-star reviews, no less. But we want to find out more about Jo and the basis of the book. So welcome along, Jo.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So first of all, tell us about the premise of the book.
Well, it's a book written as if it's Nimbus talking about his life events. And he's talking about his perspective on human beings, which is quite comical, actually, as you can imagine. So Nimbus always was very, shall we say, anxious. And he always had things happen to him, which he didn't always see coming. Let's put it that way. So he was one of those big scaredy cat type horses who
So he's a horse.
He is.
You didn't mention that at the beginning.
Did I not?
No.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. So he's a horse.
He is.
Okay.
He was a purebred Arabian horse.
Right.
Egyptian Arabian.
Okay.
And he was when I got him, he was 4 years old. And he was a late cut stallion. But he didn't know he was not still a stallion.
Okay.
Yes. So you can imagine how he went through life somewhat confused. So when I got him, they decided they couldn't keep him as a stallion at stud because he'd already had some injuries and he couldn't be showed off.
Okay, bless.
Stud.
Yeah. I understand that. Okay. So he was the inspiration in terms of you writing the book.
Yes, and I'd had him for 24 years.
Oh, wow.
As one of the family. I'd had other horses as well, but
right.
he was the one that was primarily, he was my first horse, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you write the book knowing Nimbus with an audience in mind in terms of what came up in your head to actually script the book?
Yes, I did. I wanted it to be a book for adults as well as young adults because it was really a legacy to Nimbus and I wanted his memory to be a lasting memory for him. You know, I wanted him to carry on. And I think young adults particularly because a lot of young girls like riding, they like horses. And because it's written from his point of view and
So it's written from Nimbus's point of view.
Yes. Well, I started off talking about his story and writing it as if I was talking about him.
Mm.
And then I thought, oh, this is boring. As you do. And you think, oh, no, if I was reading this, I'd be falling asleep.
Yeah. So write it in the perspective of the horse,
yes,
Nimbus himself.
Yeah. So it's written as if Nimbus is telling the story.
Ah, what a great idea.
it made it just
so. How did you do that? So, did you put your mind in Nimbus's mind in terms of what a horse is and maybe the thought process?
Yes, so it's all his thought processes, and it comes across as funny and quite comical because it's him saying what he thinks of humans as well.
Okay.
So you can imagine.
Oh my goodness me.
Exactly.
If only he could talk.
Well, he does in the book.
In the book. So why did you choose an Arabian setting for the story?
Well, I haven't really. It's set very much in this country from his life perspective. So, but he likes sand. So he likes being in a sand school. He doesn't like water. Which
okay.
goes back through his DNA.
Right.
So he hated puddles, for instance.
Yeah.
So he would jump about 6 foot in the air as if he was going over the water jump
right.
at Burley,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And I used to be taken very much by surprise at this mammoth jump when mm-hmm. he was going over the water. And I'd think, it's a puddle. You know, what are you doing? And, so it was quite funny. But
it's
he
not
loved...
Like, it's not like Dawn French jumping into that puddle on Vicar of Dibley. Where he disappeared completely.
It could have been if I'd have fell off. But he assumed every bit of water was, something that was something
yeah.
to be afraid of.
Yeah.
As if he was you know, going to fall in the Nile or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was really funny. And when I put him in the sand school, it was as if he breathed a sigh of relief. Oh, back on the surface that is okay for me, you know. Yeah. So, but he was just, you couldn't predict anything with him.
No. Mm. So, obviously, I'm not going to give away the whole story in the book because people have to buy it.
Exactly.
But in terms of the story, so it's an unfolding story about, it. Does it start with Nimbus as a young horse and then his travels through life?
Yes. So okay. He starts off when I first, because I wasn't allowed to have a horse as a young girl.
Right.
My mum wanted me to be a doctor. So okay. Studying was everything.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I found a horse in a field that where near where I lived, yeah. I would go and jump on it.
Okay.
So I was well prepared for Nimbus's antics.
Yes.
But I was allowed to go to a riding school once a week. And then when I got married, because my husband and his family had had a riding school,
yeah.
He said, right, we're going to get you a horse. So we went to look at Nimbus. And the minute we looked at him, my husband said, oh, you can't, that horse will kill you. Well.
Oh, really?
Yes. And when we said to the woman, can you get on the horse so that we can see what he's like? She went, yeah. If I must.
Oh,
if
okay.
I must.
Right.
So that made him even more perturbed.
Yeah, yes.
But Nimbus and I looked at each other, and it was almost love at first sight.
Okay.
And
so
went,
that you clocked each other, and you knew that there was a connection there.
Definitely.
And the name Nimbus, so where did that come from?
It was already his name.
Okay.
But
so,
it wasn't his pedigree name. It was his kind of stable pet name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
How long have you been an author for, Jo?
It seems as if I've been writing for years. I started writing the book about 5 years ago. I spent a lot of time sitting around, sounds awful, as well as on a horse, sitting about in airports. And I just thought, while I'm, you know, every time I had a school holiday, I was going abroad and, you know, having a holiday while I was marking exam papers, of course.
Yes.
So I thought I might as well do something productive, and I'd always wanted to write the book. So I started planning
the book. So when you say marking exam papers, so before you started writing and becoming an author, what's your background then? So you were marking exam papers, so you were a teacher?
I was a teacher for 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah, for my sins.
And what subject, I mean, was it across the board, or did you teach English,
no,
literature,
well,
language, or?
It was weird. I was a specialist in psychology and also sociology and RE.
Yeah.
But in one of my latter schools, they asked me to teach creative writing.
Okay. And that's what
sparked
you off in terms of that instinct to
it did.
Then suddenly think, oh, maybe I could write a book.
I could do that,
yes.
Yeah.
Which you've done.
Indeed.
And you're local, so the schools that you taught in, where were they?
Well, one of the most local ones was St Gregory's.
Okay. Oh, my wife went there.
Really?
Yeah, she did. Yes.
Well, she's obviously absolutely been so successful and wonderful.
Yes, she has.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. It was. I loved being there. Yeah.
And what's your writing process for the book? So, you know, you hear interviews and you see authors and they lock themselves away for weeks on end. And complete the book, but some people they start and then they stop, and then maybe 3 months later they pick it up again and start writing again. So what's your process?
Definitely not that.
Okay.
I started off by planning. I tend to do each what's going to be in each chapter.
Hmm.
So I have each episode in, say, in Nimbus's life, and I do each chapter, what each chapter is going to have in it. So what was the main episode in that chapter? And then I put bullet points of what I'm going to include in it.
Yeah.
And then I go in and fill in all the gaps.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem so onerous.
So the process from beginning to end, how long did it take to write Nimbus?
Nimbus, because it was the first one, took a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you got something else in the pipeline?
I have.
Which is?
Well, because it's a sequel to Nimbus, I wanted it to have a connection. And in the book, in Nimbus, he has a companion who goes out on hacks with him, which was my German shepherd, Bonnie.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And she was lovely. And they got on really well together.
Mm-hmm.
So the next book is Bonnie, A Mystery Tale.
Does Nimbus feature in the sequel?
He will do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because there was such a connection between them.
Yeah.
She was the only one that was allowed to eat out of his food bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
With him at the same time.
Okay, really? Oh,
yeah.
How sweet is that?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
But I've also got a poetry book being published any minute, so...
Okay, and what's that called?
It's called Perspectives on Life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where can people get more information in terms of... Obviously, Nimbus, but that was published last November, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's on the usual places you can buy on Amazon and other online stores and in bookshops.
It's on books.org and available in sort of independent bookshops.
Right.
It's on global outlets.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, Jo. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you for having
me. And to hear your story about Nimbus.
Thank you. It's been
fun. And we'll have you back in when your next book's published.
Thank you. That would be absolute great fun. Thank you.